One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. And the question Aaron Rodgers spurred for us this morning is, are we having a psychedelic drug renaissance? And I don't know if it's so much a renaissance, because I think the people who are going to use it recreationally have always been using it recreationally.
There's no question.
But there is a more of a movement of what it can possibly do for mental health and specifically depression. I mean, here's some of the things that have just recently. So Denver has become the first U.S. city to decriminalize psilocybin, right? Is that right?
Psilocybin.
Psilocybin.
Yeah.
In 2019. Then since then, 13 cities and counties, including several in Michigan and the entire state of Oregon, have either decriminalized it or made it the lowest law enforcement priority. The U.S. House of Representatives this month added a pair of amendments from Dan Crenshaw, which kind of surprises me. Yeah.
From Texas.
From Texas with the eye patch.
Yes.
And AOC, the two of them.
Crenshaw and AOC on the same bill about psilocybin.
I mean, it says a pair of amendments, so maybe one is his and one is hers. I'd have to look more into it, but it said that the amendments would increase access to psychedelic treatments for veterans and active duty service members with mental health conditions to the must-pass annual National Defense Authorization Act. So that feels big.
It does.
And then Newsweek last year, 30 years after they had featured Prozac, which was kind of the last big drug, for depression. Newsweek had highlighted magic mushrooms on its cover, saying that it may be the next biggest advance in treating depression. And then Netflix has a movie coming out. And I think Michael Pollan, who I think is the same guy who wrote that book about his entire career is about food and how food affects our brain and stuff. And so I think we have a clip from that trailer, right?
Yes, we do. Give me just 1 second.
Heard really scary things about psychedelics. They scrambled your chromosomes. They caused you to hop off of buildings. It was all terrifying. So I took a look at the true effects of these substances. I was very surprised at what I found. Mescaline, psilocybin, MDMA, LSD.
For a lot of people, this was the bad and evil drugs, but the opposite is true. There are really people who could benefit.
And these substances, I mean, as you said, it's not like these are new substances. A lot of these have been used in indigenous peoples or religious practices for a very, very, very long time. And I always found it interesting that because they were Schedule I, as I understand, they weren't even allowed to be studied.
Oh.
There wasn't a lot of research into these substances.
Until when? Because now there's a ton of
them. I know.
At least six clinical trials over the last 15 years have shown that psilocybin caused impressive improvements in depressive symptoms, with some showing it worked better and had longer lasting effects than SSRIs, according to an April 11th article in Nature Medicine. So now they're obviously studying it because there's like
a bunch of them.
There's a bunch of them. And not only that, so that movie, the Netflix movie, is called How to Change Your Mind. And it's based on the book of the same name by Michael Pollan. But here in Wisconsin, there actually it's ironic that this was published today, the same day that Aaron Rodgers made headlines. But Kathleen Gallagher wrote an article for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about USONA Institute, which is a 7-year-old nonprofit in Madison, more specifically Fitchburg, that is making mushrooms available to be used in mental health care. And like, this is a big company or a big nonprofit in right outside of Madison, which is. There's a market for it, right?
And
the amount of people who are, and I kind of get it in the way that, you know, I think the more we learn about prescription drugs and how bad the after effects, right? And the side effects and the there's a pill for that, there's a pill for that, there's a pill for that. And then it leads to other health problems, right? So it's, you're solving one thing by kind of creating another problem. And I'm certainly not as much of a hippie as Aaron Rodgers. But
there's still time.
Yeah. I mean, the truth, that's also funny, is the thing that he's been camped out in Wisconsin for this long, and he's only gotten more California. At least it's a stereotype. But I do think that there is something to be said as far as at least attempting or considering that something that is more natural and grown could be of use or help, instead of immediately thinking that a prescription drug is going to be better. I mean, this is the whole, I made this joke the other day, we're not doing a ton of politics today, but of course I can't totally get away from it. But I made this joke the other day when all three GOP governor candidates said that they would never legalize marijuana because they're like, oh, it's, and like Rebecca had said, it's a gateway drug. And I tweeted out and said, if Rebecca thinks marijuana is a gateway drug, wait till she hears about prescription pain medicine.
Ooh.
Because way more addictive, and weed is much more like wine than it is like heroin versus opioids, which are heroin.
Well, and I find it interesting that alcohol, and especially in Wisconsin, and I know you've lived in different places around the country, but alcohol is a really, really destructive drug.
Very.
And very widespread and very common. And we know how much we drink in Wisconsin, and why don't we lead the country in binge drinking? So
at least self-reported.
Yeah.
Someone tried to make the argument to me once that in the South they drink just as much, they just hide it because of the religious guilt. They don't claim it as proudly.
As we do.
But, well, I don't know. This is super interesting. I think as much as it's fun to poke fun at Aaron Rodgers, there are very serious attributes to considering a more natural way potentially to help with depression. And so something to keep your eye on.
Well, and when you think of the number of people who are on antidepressants, it's very, very, very commonplace now to have something, as you said, that's not going to stay in your system as long, and it's not going to have all of the side effects. It's certainly worth researching.
You and I should just start microdosing every day before the show.
Let's go to Fitchburg after the show.
All right, when we come back, we will be with filmmaker Patrice O'Neill and talk about 10 years since the Oak Creek Sikh Temple shooting. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.